Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, I started recording, but we will start recording in 3, 2, 1. Boo Kool-Aid drinkers! We are back, recording on December 5th, the night after a huge Lions victory. That's right, 40-14.
Whoa.
The Lions absolutely blow the tires off of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Lions move to 5-7. And still within striking distance of the playoffs this year. If you thought we'd be saying that a month and a half ago, some of y'all might have called us crazy. But we drink the Blue Kool-Aid here. I'm drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Ooh, and speaking of that, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Hello, everybody.
And Connor.
Yo.
All right. So, gentlemen, the Lions, as I mentioned, 40-14. Second play of the game. Big shout out to Deshaun Elliott. Forcing a fumble. It looked like a big run for the Jaguars. He just absolutely brick walls them, like just annihilates them and takes the ball out. The Lions get the ball, score a touchdown, set the tone right away. it was just a thing. This game from beginning to end, I call it like the stuff you dream of when you want to watch a Lions game, something you don't actually think might become a reality one day. And we saw it in this game. I don't know if you guys felt the same way watching it.
Absolutely. Totally. I almost didn't believe what I was watching. This team was perfect, as close to perfect as you could be. It was amazing.
Yeah. I haven't remembered a game this dominant since maybe that one game at Lambeau like a few years ago where we never punched that game either, I don't think. But this was just a total dominating performance on both sides of the ball. I never felt nervous about the lead.
No, but this is different, though. This team's different than any team I've seen in the past. Just the way that they've built it and built it up. And you can just see almost in the last few weeks how the light bulbs just turned on these players. And they're just buying into it. And they're just, and not only that, coaches are bringing out the talent in these guys, which now we actually have some talent on this team, probably more than we've had in a long time. And they're bringing the most out of it, too. And these guys all seem to be buying in, like hook, line, and sinker, man. They're all in. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. Beautiful.
I mean, you have to give a ton of credit. This is not a great Jacksonville Jaguars passing defense by any means. But, man, Ben Johnson, big shout-out to him. This seems as balanced an offense as you will see in the NFL right now. Like, when you think of the Chiefs, they're very one-dimensional with passing. But as far as like the running and the passing, when everybody's healthy, the Lions, by the way, healthiest report they've had all season, even before the like week one of the season, we didn't have an injury report this healthy.
All coming together.
And when, it's great to see what Goff can do when he has his full slate of receivers, pretty much healthy offensive line, healthy running, like a healthy DeAndre Swift. He looks to be back to his old self, kind of in a lot of ways.
He's looking better. He's looking better every game. Yep.
I know, and I had him on my bench in fantasy, of course. That figures.
you had good reason to put him on your bench.
So yeah, no.
Hold it against yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ben Johnson, you know, I listen to some like national like podcasts too, like they cover the Wrestle League and stuff like that. But Ben Johnson's name is being mentioned a lot, you know, for his performance this year. I don't know if the Lions would lose him, but there's, you know, always a small chance that every NFL team's looking for.
He's gonna get interviewed.
He will.
I feel like after 1 year, he probably will stay, just kind of like Glenn did, but. I don't know.
This is again
next year.
I mean, Cliff Kingsbury never had this much success in the NFL, and he got hired.
This ain't the old NFL, though. Everyone's looking for that next young phenom, you know, and teams are willing to take that shot, seems like, with some of these coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at a guy coaching Miami, you would never pick that guy just because the way he looks.
He's
ridiculous.
So
the little bookish little guy, like they pulled him out of the library to coach the team or something like that. It's ridiculous. But these guys, they're taking chances on these young geniuses now, or supposed geniuses. So I could see him being a hot prospect next year for sure, unfortunately.
Well, and especially when you consider what Jared Goff's putting up all career numbers this year. And then the Lions PR, you know, the Lions PR. But nonetheless, I mean, these are the stats for the year. The Lions, through week 13, their offensive ranks first in red zone percentage scoring. They scored 75% of the time, touchdown, which is insanity. How good the Lions are in the red zone. It feels like when the Lions get in the red zone, do you guys like get the feeling? It feels like it's automatic. Like, I'm surprised when we don't get it.
Yeah.
I can't even remember a time when you'd never score a touchdown in the red zone. So,
like, you saw I don't know if you saw the end of that Jets Vikings game. The Jets got down to the 1 yard line. And could not score. And if the Lions get down one, besides the game against Dallas, of course, when we needed the score the most,
it helps that we have Jamal Williams, and we somehow always get the ball to the 1 yard line.
It is amazing. We always get
so many 1 yard rushing touchdowns. It's crazy. Like I don't know if they design it that way, but it always works out that way. It seems like on rushing touchdowns specifically.
Amazing.
We're tied for third in sacks allowed. Goff got sacked twice this game, but really, I mean, he's had pretty clean pockets all year.
Pretty good.
Besides the Patriots game, outside of that.
It's worth mentioning that he played pretty well when the pressure was on him, though. And, mm-hmm. and those two ends on Jacksonville are no slouches, man.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, they look pretty impressive at times, especially Josh Allen. He looked that's his name, right? Am I getting it right? He was incredible in that game, I thought.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, despite the pressure, though, Goff handled it, I think, very well. Very well. He didn't do anything dumb. Threw the ball away when he had to. You know, he was smart.
This is the best he's looked all season. If he can do this over and over again, we won't need a quarterback. Like, I think those questions will quickly be erased if he can be like this more often. Because, man, he sure looked like a franchise quarterback out there on Sunday.
He did.
Absolutely. I think the way this season is playing out, Jared Goff is probably most likely going to be back next year. That would be my guess. Because, like, I mean, I was talking with other people. Like, what do you do? Like, the quarterbacks in this draft
are frauds.
Are they better than Goff? Like, at least for next year? Like, this is a regime that needs to start winning next year.
I'm not high on CJ Stroud and Bryce Young is going to the Texans, no matter what.
Yeah, so. I used to be higher on CJ Stroud, but now, yeah, I would agree with you now.
Shout out Coach Harbaugh. Yeah, shot that guy down.
I mean, even a couple games before that, like Maryland and such, he was starting to look pretty shaky. And then you go back and watch some of his film. The guy, like, never runs. He has it's weird. He's, like, athletic, but never, like, he has wide open running lanes. Doesn't take him. Just kind of bizarre. But, Lions tied for third in rushing touchdowns, tied for third in offense touchdowns, fifth in first down, six in offensive points, 306 for the year. Again, they had a bye week, so seventh in yards per game and seventh in yards per play, 5.76 yards per play. And, you know, of course, the other big difference maker in this offense is Amon-Ra St. Brown. He just continues to be absolutely ridiculous in everything he does. when Jared Goff is targeting Amon-Ra St. Brown this year, they have a 76% completion percentage, 76 out of 100. 100 passes thrown his way exactly this year. Wow. For 830 yards, 6 touchdowns, and only 1 interception.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
It's the highest completion percentage from one quarterback to a receiver in the NFL.
It's the steal of the last 20 drafts, man.
It's incredible.
He's so good. So
Brad
good.
Holmes is just finding these guys in the late rounds that are doing crazy stuff, and it's given me a lot of faith in our front office.
Right, like James Houston, yes. We mentioned him on Thanksgiving, the sack. They had another sack here at the end
of
the first.
He has 3 pass. Now, right?
Yep, 3. 2 in Thanksgiving, and then this one right here. A little like,
how about that? Sick
I saw a lot of people
Mario
putting like the yeah. Yep, exactly. The Super Mario sound effect is like jump and then under rip.
It was amazing.
The tackle. I can't think of a better, like, the draft, I think, does not have a better option than Jared Goff, and is really risky. And then free agents in the NFL.
I saw Lamar Jackson liked Lions victory posts on Twitter.
Did he really?
Yeah, well, Lamar, stay away from this team. Keep no one, just put that to rest, please. No Lamar Jackson team.
I don't think he won't leave Baltimore anyways. He's good. He'll get franchise tagged, so.
Good. Franchise him.
They're not going to let him leave.
I don't think anywhere near Detroit.
But, I mean, next year would be Goff's third year in the Ben Johnson system. You get a healthy Jameson Williams. Probably another piece or two from the draft, like a lineman that shows up the line. I think next year's, you know, it's all shaping up for where the Lions really start going all in on the.
Hey, speaking of JMO, those "We Want JMO" chants were awesome. I don't know if you guys heard those.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I kind of expected them not to use him too much, and they didn't really. But man, he's going to be special. You could see the speed even in that game.
Oh yeah, even when he's in there, you know, he affects the play. I mean, they use him on a lot of running plays where he just was running down the field, but still, you know, they're forced to look at him even for a split second, even if they think it's a screen. Only one pass. It was not a great pass. He was also out of bounds anyway. So, but it was good to see, you know, him get out there. And he's supposed to be a gunner on punt. Everybody was making like a hoopla about it.
Right.
I mean, he played it in college. It's his favorite position, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But... Like Howie Long, I think, on the Fox pregame said this is why the Lions lose, because they would put Jameson Williams like their number one, their first round draft pick at gunner. Like this is like insinuating this is the stupid stuff the Lions do, but it's not that bad. But he's getting some live football in. I don't know, like one of the reporters like said, like, do you want him like getting smashed over the middle as his first live hit in the NFL, or just going out there and like, kind of like running down the sideline to make a measly tackle. So,
yeah, I have no problem.
I don't know.
It was great getting his feet wet. Just throw him in for a few plays. Nothing dangerous. And, you know, just get the feel of being back in a game again, you know. So I thought they used him wisely.
Yeah, because it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Long time.
So it's been, over,
I'm
it's
sure
been a year.
Going against Minnesota and that secondary a little bit more.
Maybe. I feel like we'll see like maybe 2 passes thrown his way this week, and then maybe 5 to 7 over the course of like 3 to 4 weeks going forward. But it's just like you all said, it's really exciting to see him out there.
It is.
For sure.
It's so much fun. It
gets the juices flowing.
We've got the guys now. Like during the whole Patricia era, I never felt like we had any guys. Like they were just like has-beens from New England, and now I feel like we have actual stars on the team.
You didn't like the has-beens from New England?
You know, I loved throwing them all a bunch of money for them to do nothing, but I think the plan we have now is better under Brad Holmes. And Brad, we trust.
And then with the results this weekend, the Lions also have the fourth. They still hold the fourth pick in the draft, so no change there.
No, the Rams could have actually helped us also by winning.
Yeah. But the Seahawks have, like, the 49ers still coming up and the Chiefs, so... we'll get into the playoff standings in a moment, but
the 49ers are lost their quarterback now.
They did. Yeah. Oh yeah, yes they did. But go ahead.
There's just one thing I want to point out about this game, which stood out to me in a huge way while I was watching it. End of the third quarter, near the end of the third quarter, I turned to your brother, Big Z. I was sitting next to him, and I go, man, I don't think the Lions have a single penalty in this game. And then sure enough, like on cue, they put the stats up on the screen. Lions, 0 penalties, 0 yards. And Jacksonville had like 4 or 5 penalties at the time and however many yards. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. I didn't want to jinx them, but it was unbelievable. And then they only wound up with 1 penalty, which was a phantom holding penalty.
Oh, yeah. What was that call? Yeah,
it was bizarre. Ridiculous.
It's like the refs are like, we got to throw one at some point here.
Have you ever seen a game with like no penalties?
It does seem like we've been winning the zebra battle lately. Like
absolutely.
The Bears against the Packers. I don't remember against the Bills. Maybe that was a little more even, but we've been holding our own and being, you know, not making dumb decisions out there, which is really helping us out.
Discipline.
3 for 32,
man. I'm telling you.
3 for 32 against the Bills.
Terrible.
Going back here against the Giants, I believe we had almost none.
That was a good game too.
We had 5 for 45 in that one. So
I just remember like that Bears game, every time the flag was thrown, I was like, it's against the Bears. I just know it. And it was like almost every time. But the Bears are also awful. So anyways.
Yeah. I mean, that game felt like, I think we said on the podcast at the time, it felt like we were playing the old version of ourselves.
It did feel like that, yeah.
And then against the Bears, 2 for 15. So they've been a lot more disciplined, and it's coincided with these victories, no doubt about it. Playing a clean game of football, because
no doubt.
I mean, man, this is just all around complete. I mean, and the Jaguars like said after the game, they were playing this like their Super Bowl, like their season was on the line, and the Lions really. Put them to the grave their season.
Oh, totally.
Because all the talk is about how Lawrence has looked great and stuff like that coming in the game. And there wasn't a lot, there wasn't as much love for the Lions, I thought, considering the month they've had.
The line kept switching back and forth between the Jags and the Lions.
Yeah, I had no doubt. We had no doubt.
No, I know, but like nationally, like,
we don't doubt
at home,
right.
You think the Lions should be favorites, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Although we're getting more respect against Minnesota, looks like.
Yeah, it's close to like a pick 'em. I think Minnesota's like a 1-point favorite. So, and that's a game we should have won earlier in the season.
Yep,
and we will win it this time.
Yes, it's hard to beat a good team twice, right?
Yeah, these next two are huge, man. Huge.
Actually, you know who got the game ball after this in the locker room was Shark.
Yep,
DJ.
Yep,
Shark.
He played great. A nice deep ball to Shark from Goff. That's what we wanted to see more of this season.
That's
obviously
why we got
Shark's been hurt.
Yeah,
but he's there to take the top off, and he stepped up in this game. It was great. He's 5 catches on 6 targets. I mean, it was just so efficient. It was the Jaguars look like they're playing on the back of their heels all game.
Oh yeah, I'm excited if him and J-Mo can both get going. I think Monroe is going to feast up the middle too, with two amazing deep threats. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm excited. Yep.
Absolutely. We had 8 different we had receptions from 8 different players in this game. So everybody got their chance to shine. Brock Wright. I mean, it's nice. Ben Johnson, like the Lions have set up the run enough. They're averaging like 3.5-4 yards a carry. That's all you need. But he throws in like the little tight end screen to Brock Wright. Just those little things that Ben Johnson's just doing so well.
Yeah.
To keep this defense off their like they have these the linebackers for the Jaguars. I felt sorry for them in this game. They were just running in circles all game. They had no idea what was coming from where, and it was fantastic to watch. And then you watch you know, we mentioned it a few times this season, but I'm just gonna mention it again because it's so funny to me. The Chargers, they look hapless on offense, and they're led by Joe Lombardi. I warned if any Chargers fans are listening to this podcast, they were warned.
I'm sure he's going to be gone after this year.
I'm sure he will be. And he'll go back to the Saints again as like a quarterback coach or something.
The Saints keep sending him out to different franchises to destroy them.
Exactly.
It's a good theory.
But let's flip to the defensive side of the ball.
It's the name of Lombardi.
Lions had a lot of success in this game again.
Anyway, defense.
They let Christian Kirk get his a little bit, but other than that, shut down. Christian Kirk had 104 yards receiving. But, I mean, really, other than that,
I thought Hutch had a quietly pretty solid game.
He didn't have
anything flashy, but.
Right, I mean, but he's taking on, like, double teams. Did he get a sack or a half a sack? So. Half a sack. Him and Benito Jones. Bugs went down in this game. Hopefully he's okay. TBD. But his backup, Benito Jones, had a couple hurries replacing him. And him and Hutch split that sack. And then James Houston had the other sack. But, I mean, just great.
Well, if you look at
coverage,
Houston's sack, which was. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
I was just saying, if you look on Houston's sack there, Pascal would have an incredible rush on that and would have got there a half second later. Touch was taken on three guys at one time on that very play.
Well, I was going to follow up. Like, you know why Pascal had such a great rush? Because that whole right side of the line, the opposite side of Hutch, they had one-on-one matchups, and that's what you want. Hutch is will gladly take on a double team if it means the other guys on the line are getting one-on-one matchups. He'll take that every day of the week. And another guy that I love having out there, I think he's a huge difference maker for this defense, is John Kaminsky.
Oh, yeah.
Kowalski's the best. That guy's awesome. Love that guy.
Why do you call him Kowalski?
Because he's Polish.
Oh, okay.
Aren't all Polish guys named Kowalski?
My last name's Polish. Do you call me Kowalski?
I could start calling you that if you want me to. It's like that movie. Isn't that movie? Remember Gran Torino? That's it was in Detroit, remember? Walt Kowalski. That was his name. And he was a badass. So why not? What should I say?
But John Kaminsky, I think him returning this lineup has been a huge difference maker for this defense. Just what he does in a run game. Nice pass deflection, couple solo tackles as well. But I think he's a huge difference maker. Jerry Jacobs didn't have his best game. He missed a few tackles on the outside. But it's still better to have him out there. Kirby Joseph led the team in tackles again. The man just finds his way around the football.
Oh, I love Kirby Joseph. He's just aggressive and so he's just running around all over the place.
U of I's finest. U of I's finest. Maybe we'll keep going to the well there next draft. We'll see. Witherspoon, the cornerback. But anyways, just all around great. And I think someone mentioned on our chat. Oh, the Lady Lion, Grace, or Lil G, she goes by. I'm trying to remember what she goes by right now.
I think it's Lil G, yeah. It's
Lil G, yep. Lil G. If you want to turn on Lady Lions weekly, usually on Thursday episode. But anyways, Connor, I think she was sending you the Aaron Glenn apology.
She did,
or something like that. But I mean, the Lions were like a historically terrible defense the first half of the season, so there's nothing really to apologize about.
I didn't think I had to apologize. The forum was like, I want to apologize to Aaron Glenn, and it gave reasons. Like, I gave into the Twitter hate. I'm jealous of him. There was like a couple other reasons. She selected I'm jealous of him, I think, for me. I don't want to apologize to Aaron Glenn, but I will say he's done a terrific job since I started hating on him. And
the Lions are getting up 35 points a game. Like, no, I don't want to apologize. That's terrible. Now we're almost out of the playoff race because of
And if that defense was better for like half that time, we're in a playoff spot right now. So.
Can you imagine if we had that defense the first half of the season?
We would be
contending with the Vikings for the division.
Yeah, we would already have a playoff spot wrapped up.
Yeah, not trying to scratch and claw our way to the seventh seed in the NFC. So
anyway,
Lil G, we strongly disagree with your sentiment.
Yes, Lil G. Sorry. Apology denied.
Absolutely. But Connor, I think we need your segment this week. Who's your clown of the week in this game?
I was talking to Lil G about this. When the game is so thoroughly dominant, I don't even know who to make the clown of the week. I guess my clown of the week.
You can be an opposing team member.
Yes.
Too.
Well, I was going to make it Vegas for once again fading the Lions.
Yeah.
Letting us make free money on the spread every week. has been great, and they're not going to learn because they're going to do it again against Minnesota, and we're going to win by at least 10. And I think that's my clown of the week is Vegas in general, and all the haters, all the media that don't buy into this Lions team. Although we are, I will say, starting to get a lot more national respect this week especially, and the people are talking definitely. Like, what can the Lions do to make the playoffs? At this point, I think it's win out, honestly, with that stupid tie with the Washington.
Yeah. That was annoying.
But yeah, clown of the week, Las Vegas.
So the Lions right now, let me go to the standings here. And then I have the percentages as well. So right now, obviously, the Lions probably not going to, you know, the Vikings haven't clinched a division yet, but the Vikings have to lose on the Lions win out in order for the Lions to win the division. I guess not.
It starts this week.
It starts this week. but as long as the Vikings win one of their remaining five games or the Lions lose one of the next five, then the Vikings will clinch the division. So the Lions are really trying to go for that seventh seed in the NFC. The sixth seed right now is the New York Giants at 7-4-1. The seventh seed is the Seahawks at 7-5. And then the Commanders are 7-5-1. And then there's the Lions in at 5-7. And closely behind them is Atlanta and Green Bay at 5-8. But really, the Lions are like the last of the barely hanging on by a thread teams to get into the playoffs. Now, 538 is giving them an 8% chance as of tonight to make the playoffs. But if you go on 538, if you go on their website and you do the simulation, if the Lions were to win out, it gives them a... Hold on, got to fill it out. It gives them an 83% chance to make the playoffs.
Ooh, even that's at 10-7. Doable for sure.
That's doable. I mean, I think our toughest game is probably this week against Minnesota. Maybe Green Bay?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say New York Jets is a tough one.
New York's going to be a tough one.
I think the Jets are frauds, personally.
I mean, the Lions already played there once this year, so they have experience going there and playing. So that's a plus.
True.
I think Carolina will be our easiest game, and I think Minnesota will be our hardest. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. The Bears the second last week. Hopefully...
Green Bay feels like a trap, too, last week of the year.
Yeah, maybe Aaron Rodgers will be retired by then. Who knows?
Big Z, I just think the Lions are going to have to return there if we have a playoff spot because we're undefeated together at Lambeau.
Mm-hmm. It's a week after New Year's, too, so nothing much goes on that week.
Nope. Mm-hmm. So keep it on your calendar. They might need us.
I think they will. That would be great. That would be fantastic. Because I think the last time we went, Connor, up there, the Lions, that was on Monday night, and they clinched the playoff spot after.
Yeah.
And so we can repeat history.
They didn't punt till like the end of the fourth quarter or something. So we have a very good track record.
Hmm.
Not to brag, but we're great.
Absolutely. Man, so that's where it stands in the playoff standings right now for the Lions. It's still kind of a long shot, but not impossible. If the Lions went out, it's a very good chance. But every game for them is a playoff game for the rest of the season. So, but man, like it really sucks. The Lions just couldn't pull out like one of those earlier ones in the season where they had the lead late. I mean, they look better than the Giants, the Seahawks, and the Commanders right now. It's a killer.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying that a team like the Buccaneers or the Panthers or the Saints all have a chance to, or even the Falcons, they all have a chance to make the playoffs because whoever wins that division is most likely going to be under 500 at this point. And that's painful too.
Well, you know, you're in one of those divisions, we'd be in first.
Like, you can't live in the past, Big Z. You can't live in the past. You know, what is what has happened has already happened. You forget about it, man. Just enjoy what you're seeing right now. And if we don't make the playoffs this year, it'll suck. I hope we make it. I want to make it. If we don't, I don't think it'll be because of the Lions. It'll be because of the numbers.
Which was caused by the Lions.
I'm just saying it, but this team, I don't think they care who they play. Like, they're just like hungry Lions looking at their meat, man. I mean, they don't even give a shit who there is out in front of them.
I don't.
They just don't care. They're going to beat them, whoever it is. And if, I just hope this continues because it'll be a great last few weeks of the season. It'll be awesome. Yeah. It's
there's
so
no
fun
one
to
in
watch.
The NFC I really fear. If we hypothetically make the playoffs, I don't. Who do you fear in the NFC? Like the place, the guy.
Nobody.
Like the AFC is a lot scarier than the NFC.
I would agree. Yeah, with the Bills, the Chiefs, the Bengals.
Yeah,
all very.
The Bengals
very good
suddenly
team.
Look amazing. Now.
Yeah,
yeah, they figured it out. They figured it out. They got a little rough start, but they figured out earlier than the Lions did, unfortunately. So
that is true.
They turned around a little earlier than we did.
Too bad we're not playing them right now. I'd love to play them right now.
Who, the Bengals?
Chiefs. Yeah, Bengals. Oh. Play the Bengals. Chiefs. Just play them all. Gives a shit.
I want to play anybody as long as it's in the playoffs.
I'll play anybody in the playoffs. I don't just care. I'll play it. I just want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did Nick Saban get to do a 10-minute, like, put us in the playoff speech? That was annoying. Anyway, sorry. Back to NFL.
When did he do that?
At the halftime of the Big Ten championship, they let Nick Saban go on a 10-minute rant about how Alabama should be in the playoff. And it was.
Oh, well,
can't believe he gave him that screen time.
His wish was not granted, clearly.
Nope, it was not. He just annoys me. Sorry. I know that's really off topic. I just mini rant there. He's my second clown of the week.
That's a well, okay.
He's my secondary clown.
Well, one bit. Anyways, regardless, man. So the Lions. I mean, this is just all around. I mean, did you guys? Is this better than what you hoped for? Is this exactly what you hoped for in the retooling second year of this retooling? Of the Brad in the Brad Holmes Dan Campbell era,
I think it's what we've dreamed about right now. I mean, I talked to Rudd Dog about this. We talk almost every day, and we talk about this stuff. And we say, "What if this? You know, if this happens, Campbell can get these guys to do that, and so on and so on." And it's like it's all happening in front of our eyes, mm-hmm. and we're seeing these guys just grow up so fast and just play so great. They're so well coached. It's just fun to watch, man. I'm just enjoying the heck out of it. I don't know how to praise it enough. What Campbell has done with this team, changing the atmosphere around the team and the culture, it can't be. You can't say enough about it. It's been
totally
night and day what he's done with this team, and it's going to have dividends down the line too. And you'll see free agents actually maybe want to come here. It's going to be
right.
It's going to be so much fun, man. When you need that one guy, you know, to put you over the edge. Mm-hmm. You know, your Von Miller or whoever. I mean,
they're
this will be a destination. Yeah.
I and like Connor mentioned, Lamar Jackson's like in Lions victory posts. So yeah.
Whether you want him or not, it's like cool. I mean, to me, I mean, we want to make the playoffs.
It is cool, though, yeah.
But to me, like the biggest thing that Campbell needed to do this year was like it's restore the hope and restore like the belief in this franchise and the fans. The players, everybody, and that's happened. Like, even if they lose two of their remaining games and don't make the playoffs, I still think the belief's going to be there. Like, remember at the end of Patricia year two, we kind of had to gaslight ourselves into thinking he was magically going to turn it around in year three. We don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, we know, we see the path. We know we got one of the best GMs in the game. We got one of the best coaches, one of the best OCs in the game, and we're going to be just fine. Like, I'm not even worried about it. I'm excited. Anything for the future.
Yes.
And I haven't been able to say that for a long time.
Ever.
Exactly.
Ever.
Yeah.
Not since we started this podcast, at least.
Yes.
Every new
we started this podcast year one of Patricia. No.
I've been watching this team a long time, and I'm a perennially hopeful person when it comes to rooting for my team. And every time we get a new regime, I hope for the best, only to be disappointed time after time after time. This thing feels like nothing I've ever seen before. This is totally different, completely in every which way you can think of. And it's just nothing but good right now. I just can't wait for every Sunday. I just look forward to it now. It's amazing. So those same old Lions fans out there, because I read a lot of comments on, you know, Pride and some of these other sites, you know, and Sideline Report. And there's still a lot of those same old Lions fans out there that are saying, "Ah, yeah, it was a bad team. You know, wait till we play a good team." Then they're gonna suddenly get good and get close, and then they're gonna dash your hopes with this or that. Just the same old defeatism. man, just bask in it for a little bit, would you?
Drink this the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid and bask in this glory just for a little while we have it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to watch. That's all I can say.
Yeah. What did Campbell say at the end of Hard Knocks? It was like the last line, like the 2022 Lions can and will.
Is that when he was thinking for like 30 years about what to
right.
say?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I believe he said they can and will. Right?
Yeah. Right?
He did. Yeah. I think they can and will is what he said.
So
we're not going to recreate the pause, but
we could. It'd be easy to do. Just shut up for about 3 minutes. But
KJ can put it in post. We'll add a 3 minute pause.
Anyway, just enjoy.
Yeah, the 2022 Detroit Lions will be the team that can and will. That's what he said. Yep.
Right. So. I'll take that.
Kelvin Shepard, the 2022 Lions will put the NFL on notice. So they are doing that. And speaking of Kelvin Shepard, then, I mean, Anzalone, another great game out of him. He has really like turned the jet engine on the last like 4 weeks, along with the rest of the defense.
Yeah.
He is all over the place.
We want him back this year, and he's going crazy.
Well, you guys didn't.
I will admit, I did
don't,
not.
Don't
want him
include
back.
Me in that one. Actually,
I mean, I
included you.
I mean, just because of the rest of the linebackers, I think I was fine having him, but I wasn't like super high on having him.
And I'm not even saying he was playing great all the time, but his motor was so unbelievable. And
you can never deny that he's giving up. Like he's not like one of those Cardinals guys that are like just letting the guy walk in the end zone.
But there's something to be said for that. And and now he's like everyone else. He's getting it. It's clicking now. It's clicking for everybody. So now he looks like he actually knows what he's doing, and that hustle on top of it makes him even better. I mean,
and the fun. Lions in the next year's draft can like get a Will Anderson or a Jalen Carter.
Ooh.
Oh my God,
Jalen Carter! Hey, how about that game?
SEC championship.
Where he picked up the quarterback and just raising his hand up.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Wrangles him with one, raises his hand in the other.
That was hilarious. Oh my God, that was hilarious.
That's a big athletic man right there.
I'd love if we got him, man. That would be, and we got a chance maybe too.
Romeo Cuara was supposed to be back this week. Even if he comes back, he'll play maybe like two snaps or four snaps. We're not going to see it. But regardless, you put in Jalen Carter along with Aleem McNeil, who's really stepped up this year, Hutch. And then Jalen Carter, Will Anderson. And then you go out in the free agency and get like that one last piece to complete out that starting four. Man, it's just a lot of fun to think about. As Connor mentioned, and both of you guys said, like the excitement and where this franchise can go, the ceiling is a lot of fun. And will Jared Goff be part of it? I mean, we talked about it.
He'll be there next.
I think we're all leaning to yes as of right now, which we couldn't confidently say when we started.
It would kind of be
we had a
sweet.
Lot of conversations about it. So,
yeah, it would kind of be sweet justice in a lot of ways, you know. I don't know, for Lions fans who felt dissed by Stafford wanting to get out, and for Goff, who, yeah, for him, obviously, it would be, you know, you couldn't ask for more. But I don't know. I would love to see it personally. It would be kind of fun to see him take this team to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
It would be fun to see him take this team to a Super Bowl. Or anybody.
So,
yeah, I was going to say anybody. Just get there.
Okay. I'll give you that, but. I think it would be a little extra special for some reason if he were to do it. So, for whatever reason, my personal opinion. But
All right. So, I think we're going to wrap up the podcast here. But, man, just if you can't tell, we are drinking Blue Kool-Aid hard because it's well deserved. And it's just flowing more fluid than ever. it's
the viscosity. Yeah, it's very fluid.
It's flowing, baby.
It's running like water.
It's everywhere,
running
man.
In it over here.
It's an ocean of blue Kool-Aid.
It's getting into my equipment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to record soon with all this Kool-Aid.
It's very effervescent. Around. The Kool-Aid is effervescent.
Ooh, effervescent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's Big Z's word of the week. Effervescent.
Absolutely. There's always a good stopping point in the pod. I think that might be it.
on that note.
So we want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank, of course, our listeners. First and foremost, we also want to thank SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast. Mm-hmm. Always greatly appreciate that. But you can also find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Please download. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. We'd really, 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 really appreciate that. We definitely check them out. And then thank you to our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J. Not our best, but that's all
right. Work on that one.
Kind of forgot there was only three of us, so I was like waiting for someone else to jump in.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, we know Bob and Rud Dog are also like through the moon. I, you know, this might be the closest that Rud Dog's prediction has ever actually come true as well.
Yeah.
I didn't actually go back and check what I can't remember what he predicted, but
he always says Lions sure. by a billion. So if it's a blind,
I know. So I think closest. this is the closest it's actually ever been.
It's all about keeping the faith, boys. Keeping the faith. That's what it's all about.
Man, I'm forgetting something. Thank you. But anyway, Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lion. Saw us on there. Let us know your thoughts about this Lions roster, where they're headed. Is Jared Goff the answer for next year and the future? James Williams thoughts. Give us all your thoughts. Reach out to us on the social medias and let us know. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up here. Again, thank you everybody for listening. We'll be back later this week to talk about the preview for the Lions hosting their third straight home game and bringing in the Minnesota Vikings in a revenge game for earlier in the season. The Lions have a new kicker. That was the other thing I forgot to mention really quick. Michael Badgley. How nice is it to have like a kicker that's pretty automatic? Of course, he missed one on Thanksgiving that probably cost us the game. But other than that, he's been money. The money badger is returned.
He went by that nickname. Re-sign him.
I heard Jack Fox wants out of Detroit now because they're not letting him play. But you know,
I don't know. That's a pretty nice gig, you know, make $1 million and just do nothing on the sideline.
But he's under contract. We're keeping him. Sorry, Jack.
There goes. All right. So thank you everybody for listening. Greatly appreciate it, and we'll see you later this week. But last but not least, as always, go.
Woo-hoo! Oh yeah.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Lions!
Hey, we did it! We did it! All right, all right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.